Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques that can assist you to make changes, to feel better, to move forwards, to get motivated, and to thrive. Perhaps you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or maybe you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing a mindfulness technique that's called the self-compassion break or the self-compassion pause. This mindfulness pause can be helpful with approaching stressful situations and is beneficial as a tool for self-regulation and building resilience. You'll also have the opportunity to experience this technique in a mindfulness meditation session. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast informative and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast and blog posts. On the site, you will also find the web store that contains premium hypnosis programs that assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as dealing with breakups, connecting with gratitude, stopping smoking, weight loss, anxiety reduction, inner child healing, and much, much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount. Learning self-compassion can assist with reducing stress and frustration, and it can assist with connecting with more positive thinking about oneself. Difficulty that arises throughout the day can be linked to stress, frustration, and self-judgment or criticism. Self-compassion assists with changing the internal dialogue and diminishes the voice of the inner critic, which stands in the way of experiencing inner peace. Research has shown that harsh inner criticism can actually increase stress levels and release cortisol. And practicing self-compassion has the opposite effect by calming the nervous system. The latest research on self-compassion has indicated the benefits that may be derived by practicing this technique. It can assist with becoming more secure, less anxious, and less self-critical. The more that we practice self-compassion, the more that it can lead to resilience. And when you are more resilient, your capacity to deal with stressful situations increases. Self-compassion has three components. The first is mindfulness, developing an awareness of your emotions and your feelings. The second is common humanity, understanding that you are human and that every human experiences something similar, that it is a normal part of life. And the third component is self-kindness. This is the act of being understanding with yourself. While there are many techniques that can assist with increasing the levels of self-compassion, the technique that we're going to be discussing and exploring today is called the self-compassion break or the self-compassion pause. You can practice this technique by meditating on a difficult experience that causes you stress, or you can even take a pause during your day when you're experiencing something difficult or stressful. The first step in this process is self-reflection through mindfulness and awareness. Simply becoming aware of the stress that you're experiencing it and naming it. There is a great benefit in acknowledging and naming your experience. You might even ask yourself, what am I feeling or thinking or experiencing at this time? And the answer may simply be, Right now, I'm feeling stressed because of this situation. Or, right now, I'm feeling really anxious. The second step is recognizing that stress and suffering are a normal part of the human experience. You can remind yourself that you are not alone, and that just like you, other people experience these feelings as well. This helps to normalize your experience. It is normal, and acknowledging this assists in reducing the stress levels. Then, you place your hand over your heart, or if you so choose, you could even give yourself a hug. You may adopt any form of physical self-touch that you find soothing, and you can feel free to play with and to explore and to find out what works best for you, but some sort of physical touch that you find self-soothing. The third step is practicing compassionate self-talk. What words of kindness do you need to hear in that moment that would be helpful or beneficial? If you find this challenging, think of what you might say to a friend that was in a similar situation. What words of encouragement or support might you say to them? Some examples of compassionate self-talk are, "Even though I'm having this experience, I deeply love and accept myself. I accept myself as I am. I forgive myself. I love myself." Or may I provide myself with the compassion that I need to get through this experience? The more that you can practice this simple technique with these three simple steps on a daily basis, the more that you can deal with stress, frustration, and self-judgment and criticism, and begin to change that, to reduce that stress, to reduce the frustration, and to begin to connect with more positive thinking and feeling about yourself, to change that internal dialogue, and to diminish the inner critic so that you can connect with a greater feeling of calm. In just a few moments from now, you're going to have the opportunity to experience the self-compassion break or the self-compassion pause for yourself. Do not drive, operate heavy machinery, or engage in any activity that requires conscious thinking while listening to it. If you so choose and you would like to participate in this meditation, find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. If you so choose, you can sit up in a chair, or maybe you prefer to lie back and rest comfortably. Whatever is right for you is right for you. Just doing whatever you need to make sure that you're comfortable. Turning off any distractions, putting your phone on silent, just preparing to enter into this relaxed and focused state. Make sure that you rearrange your arms and your legs in a manner that is the most comfortable for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, you may become aware of certain things. Perhaps becoming aware of your breathing. Noticing the expansion and the contraction of your lungs and your diaphragm. Or maybe noticing the coolness as you breathe in, or the warmth as you breathe out. maybe noticing sensations in your body. And those sensations will change from moment to moment. Nothing stays the same for very long. And the sensations or thoughts or feelings that you experience are a lot like clouds in the sky, ever changing, always moving. You can allow yourself to simply observe those thoughts, those feelings, or those sensations that come to your attention. And just letting those drift through. It's just a thought. It's just a feeling. It's just a sensation. And it passes. And you can simply allow yourself to continue to become more and more relaxed, more and more at ease with every moment. Just mentally examining your body and just noticing any tension, any tightness that you might be carrying. And then do whatever you need to do to relax that tension. This session is all about being kind and patient with yourself. So as you slow down, you can set the intention. Setting the intent, just being kind and patient with yourself in this moment. Just allowing yourself to slow down and relax and rest comfortably. That this is a time that's just for you. I'm going to count from 1 to 20. With every number, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. And by the time that I reach the count of 20, you'll be at a very natural, very normal level of relaxation. Starting now at 1, 2, relaxing more and more. 3, 4, letting go, 5, 6, 7. Eight. Nine. Ten. Eleven. Deeper and deeper relaxed. 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, fully relaxed, feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very good now. In this relaxed, focused state of awareness, you can begin by becoming aware of an experience that causes you stress. Simply becoming aware of a difficult or stressful situation. And maybe this situation is something that you've experienced in the past, or perhaps it's something that is more present. Take a moment and simply become mindful and aware. Become aware of this stress that you are experiencing and name it. What are you feeling, thinking, or experiencing at this time? Simply acknowledge and name your experience. Take a deep breath now. And as you exhale, just let your body soften. Allow yourself to recognize that stress and suffering are a very normal part of the human experience. And that just like you, other people experience these feelings as well. Know that it is normal to experience these feelings and thoughts. Simply acknowledge this experience. that it is part of the human experience. And if you so choose, you can place your hand over your heart, or perhaps give yourself a hug, or adopt another form of physical self-touch that you find soothing and comforting. Feel free to play with and to explore what works best for you. But simply taking this moment to find some form of physical self-soothing that feels comforting. Now, what words of kindness do you need to hear in this moment that would be helpful or beneficial? If this is challenging for you, think of what you might say to a friend in a similar situation. What words of encouragement would you give to support them? Now I'm going to provide you with some examples of self-talk. And if you so choose, you can accept any of these. You can accept any of these that work for you. And if you so choose, you can even repeat these self-talk affirmations out loud to give them greater strength. Even though I am having this experience, I deeply love and accept myself. I accept myself as I am. I forgive myself. I love myself. May I provide myself with the compassion that I need in this experience. Now take a moment and simply become mindful and aware of any changes that have happened, any alterations that have occurred since you began this exercise. What has softened within you? Notice what you are thinking, feeling, or experiencing now. And simply make a mental note of that The more that you practice this technique, the more effective it will become. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation. When I reach the count of 10, you can open your eyes and you can return to full waking consciousness and awareness. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, coming up. 3, 4, 5, emerging from relaxation. 6, you can wiggle your fingers, shrug your shoulders. 7, 8, coming up. 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. Practice using the self-compassion pause in those moments that you're experiencing stress, frustration, or self-judgment or criticism. The more that you use this technique, it will build that muscle of self-compassion, enabling you to become more calm and relaxed, and to increase your resilience and capacity to deal with stressful situations. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that you found it informative and inspiring. If you would like to learn more information about hypnosis, you can visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. If you'd like to learn hypnosis, either for yourself or so that you could help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.